Governments in the past 10 years addressed areas such as tobacco advertising, alcohol advertising, environmental damage from industry, and exploitation of workers by firms. But such moral issues are difficult for governments to deal with. The problem is that curtailing industries which have been in existence for a long time involves trade-offs. In order to gain a moral or ethical improvement, for example, you may lose jobs. If you look at one ethical issue, such as personnel policy, you can ask the question, should workers be exploited by receiving low pay for a high number of working hours? The answer most people will give to this question is, of course, no. However, what can a government do to combat such practices? They can introduce a minimum wage level and controls on how many hours a week someone may work. In doing so, they can, in fact, decrease the competitiveness of the economy as a whole in international markets. This can lead to wide-scale unemployment, as we can now see occurring in the European Community and the U.S. Is a lowly paid job preferable to no job and the social welfare line? The answer is not as easy to give as the answer to our first question about exploitation. We can see that ethical questions are not always as black and white as they seem when they are addressed to the economy as a whole. If we ask the simple question, should firms be allowed to pollute the environment? We would again receive a unanimous no as an answer. When the government asks itself this question, it must consider the effects on industry in its own country of a change in environmental policy. Cleaner production processes cost more money, and thus the competitiveness of the products is reduced. Again, we can see effects such as falling turnover and unemployment. If you take the environment seriously, such issues must take second place. However, the benefits of a slight increase in the quality of the air is hard to explain to an unemployed person whose factory has been shut down. In times of recession, both the power of the consumer in relation to ethical values and the power of the government is reduced. Short-term effects such as unemployment figures and profit levels take, unfortunately, number one importance. How can we change this economic fact of life?